phone close to his mouth and speak loud and clear. The writings of Rabash, the article, but the more they afflicted them. It is written, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and the more they spread out, so that they were in dread of the sons of Israel. The meaning of the words, but the more they afflicted them, is that they will multiply and spread to that same extent that they are afflicted. It seems as though it is a condition that there cannot be multiplication and spreading in the work before there is a basis of affliction first. But to understand the above written, we must know our tenet, meaning know what is our essence. As it is explained in the introductions, it is only our will to receive. And certainly, when the will to receive fulfills its wish, that fulfillment is not considered work, since work means that for which one is rewarded. In other words, work is actions that man would avoid. And he does them only because he has no choice, since he wishes to receive some reward. And the reward is considered the thing that he craves, and his only desire and wish is for that thing. True craving means that this thing touches his heart so deeply that he says, I'd rather die than to live if I cannot obtain it. It follows that if he has no affliction or pain for not having what he craves, it is not considered a craving. And his craving is measured by the extent of his suffering.
לכן יוצא לפי זה
their governance. As it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried out, and their cry came up unto God from the work.
וישמע אלוקים את נאקתם.
And God heard their groaning.
We
should be precise about the words from the work being written twice. We should explain that all the sighs were from the labor, meaning that they could not work for the Creator. Indeed, their suffering was from not being able to make the work that they were doing for the Creator due to the Klipa of Egypt. This is why it is written from the work twice. One, all the sighs were not because they were lacking anything. They lacked only one thing. Meaning, they did not wish for any luxuries or payment. Their only lack, for which they felt pain and suffering, was that of not being able to do anything for the Creator. In other words, they wished that they would have a desire to give contentment to the Creator and not to themselves. But they couldn't, and this afflicted them. This is called wanting to have some grip in spirituality. Two, the second from the work comes to teach that, and their cry came up unto God. That God heard their groaning was because their only request was work. This is implied by the second from the work, It turns out that the whole exile that they felt was only because they were under the rule of the Klipa of Egypt, and they could not do anything to make it only in order to bestow. It is written in the Zohar, Rabbi Yehuda said, come and see that this is so. As Rabbi Yehoshua of Sachnin said, as long as their minister was given dominion over Israel, the cry of Israel was not heard. When their minister fell, it writes, the king of Egypt died. And promptly, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried out, and their cry came up unto God. But until then, they were not answered in their cry. Their prayer. The Zohar asks this question about the verse, in your distress, when all these things come upon you. It means that before everything takes place, it is impossible to achieve perfection. It turns out that you give an excuse, a pretext, that all the things that one should go through can be experienced through suffering. And this is measured by neither time nor quantity of affliction, but by the measure of feeling. We can understand it through an allegory. If a person should make 1 kilogram worth of labor, which is 1,000 grams of suffering, the reward comes for that as well. As our sages said, the reward matches the pain. This means that the labor that one should exert before he receives the reward is because there is no light without a kli. Since there is no fulfillment without a deficiency. And the labor that one gives is the qualification for reception of the need, so that afterwards he will be able to receive the filling in it. Let us say that person can give the 1,000 grams of deficiency intermittently, which are discernments in quantity and quality. A person can exert for 10 minutes a day, meaning regret his remoteness from the Creator, or he can regret his remoteness from the Creator 10 minutes a week, or 10 minutes a month. It is similar with the quality of his suffering when he remembers that he is remote from the Creator. Although it pains him, it is not so terrible, and there are things that pain him more, things that he craves. It turns out that in quality, too, one should contemplate. Thus, a person has a choice, and although he must experience the whole process of labor and affliction through the end, until he comes to a state of, and you will return to the Lord your God and listen to his voice. Thus, man has a choice to shorten the time of the process of affliction due to the prolonging of time, which, as we said, is called quantity, and to add in quality, which is the sensation of suffering at being remote from the Creator. But we should know that there is a big difference between quantity and quality in the manner of the work. When considering quantity of time, a person can arrange his schedule, meaning the amount of time he allocates to himself, even by coercion. This means that even though the body does not wish to sit for the whole time of the lesson that he decided on, he must sit for several minutes or hours and regret being remote from the Creator. If he has a strong desire and he is not of weak character, he can sit and keep the schedule he arranged for himself, since this is an act, and with actions, a person can do things by coercion. But with quality, this is very difficult, because one cannot force oneself to feel differently than he does. If he comes to examine his feelings of pain and suffering at being remote from the Creator, he sometimes comes to a state where he does not care. At that time, he does not know what to do because he cannot change how he feels. And then he is perplexed. This causes the prolonging of the exile, because it is hard for us to give the necessary quantity, much less the quality. And when he begins to scrutinize the quality of the deficiency, he sees that he feels no pain, that he is seemingly unconscious, unfeeling. And although remoteness from the Creator means not having life, it does not pain him that he has no life. Then he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator, to give him some life, so he will feel that he is dangerously ill and needs to cure the soul. And sometimes one comes to a state where he is in such a decline that he doesn't even have the strength to pray for it. Rather, he is in a state of complete indifference. This is called being in a state of still, meaning he is completely motionless. In that state, only his society can help him. In other words, if he comes among friends and does not criticize them in any way, testing if they too have the same obstructions and thoughts but have overcome them, or they just take no interest in introspection, and this is why they can engage in Torah and mitzvot, so how can he be like them? At that time, he cannot receive any assistance from society, because he has no dvikut with them at all, as they are too small to be his friends. Thus, naturally, he is not affected by them whatsoever. But if he comes among his friends, not with his head high, thinking that he is wise and the friends are fools, but rather tosses his pride away and follows the rule, poverty follows the poor. Not only is he in a state of decline and feels no need for spirituality, he also receives thoughts of pride, meaning that he is wiser than all his society.
ממה שאומר הזוהר.
Now let us return to the first question regarding what the Zohar says. And since their exile has been completed, what does it say? The king of Egypt died, since he regards dethroning as death. And since the king of Egypt, who is their minister, fell, the Creator remembered Israel and heard their prayer. It turns out that there is a pretext that no prayer will help before it is due time. Thus, there is nothing that can be done because the Creator will not hear their prayer. With the above words, we can understand the matters as they are. This is the same issue that our sages described about the verse, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. If they are rewarded, I will hasten it. If they are not rewarded, in its time. In other words, when the time comes, an awakening from the Creator will come, and through it, Israel will repent. It turns out that the choice is in regards to time, as he says in the introduction to the book of Zohar. It follows that from all the above that one should not consider the time of redemption, that it is written that before that their prayer was not accepted, because this relates to the time of quantity and quality of suffering, that there is a certain time at which suffering is completed. However, we can shorten the time. The whole quantity and quality by which the suffering will appear can be shortened in a way that all the suffering will come in a short time, but all the suffering will have appeared there.
Yes, Dudi.
Rabash writes that a person has the choice of shortening time by adding in quantity, also adding in quality, which is to feel the suffering that he's distanced or remote from the Creator. How do we add in such quality in practice?
When we are in the society and we search for means for how it is possible to feel the situation more, the existing state versus the desirable state, then we see that there is a possibility in the society to intensify the suffering and advance in such a way.
I can understand or feel that I'm remote from the Creator, from the friends, but I have to feel suffering from being remote, to truly be tormented by such a state.
This depends on how much you appreciate your state versus the state that you should attain. How precious the state of correction is to you, the corrected state.
I
heard this week a friend describing how he was in a difficult state of criticism towards the society, towards the organization and the dissemination, and it got worked out. But when a person comes truly filled with criticism, where does he get the strength to enter between the friends, to pray, to be able to rise above?
When he is in criticism, on the one hand, and on the other hand, he is in the society, in an environment that has its own processes, so whether he wants to or not, he becomes incorporated in them, and then it works on him.
What does it mean to enter between the friends?
To enter between the friends means that he is incorporated with them.
When a person is in criticism towards the friends, can he incorporate from them? Can he receive something from them?
Yes, certainly. In a negative way, or also in a positive way.
What is the role of the ten in a state where there's sufferings that are upon a person?
The ten should give support to each and every one. And not really to criticize anyone of the friends, but rather only to care that as much as possible it supports each and every one in the direction of their development.
Toda.
Ravi writes to us that there's a condition that we won't be able to get fruit from the work prior to going an infrastructure of suffering.
Yes.
What's this infrastructure of suffering?
It is a certain reception of suffering in quantity and quality that must be revealed in anything that grows, develops. And later on, comes already a process or a period of time of scrutinies and corrections and receiving the reward.
Ken. Shalom. Rav.
Rav. I understood from the article that what makes us stuck is pride. He writes about that.
And
this is really... And I don't feel that I have pride in me. I feel very good with myself. And it's written, don't believe in yourself to the day you die. So that means that there's a sign that I'm still very distant. How do I do something with that, that I also have pride? I don't make myself feel that as well.
Try to check yourself with those things in which your ego doesn't let you advance. Try. Then you will feel where it is limiting you. And in that you will invest forces, prayers, intentions. Okay? Please.
Shalom lekulam. Kvod haRav.
With what vessels can I measure how distant I am from the Creator, how close I am to the Creator? There's the desirable and there's the existent. The existent I understand, I nullify, I have everything, but in the existent, the desirable, how do I examine this? Can I attain this through the group, through the ten, but how do I receive the results of this examination? Are there certain vessels that needs to create this? There's no, yes, yes, no.
That's not how it works. You cannot check yourself because you don't have a basis with which, with respect to which you check. And so you can never see the truth. Even though you're so certain of your measurements, but it is entirely incorrect. We need to ask of the Creator and be adhered to the society as much as possible in order for a person to discover the true measure of bestow within him. This is how it works. Thank you.
Rabash writes that there's a state where he can't even pray. It's a state of still. And in that state, only the society can help him. It's like a state where I don't care about anything. I know the state. It happens a lot. What kind of connection or work between us we need to build so that we will be able to help one another not reach a state of still, or even when we get to a state of still?
Good. Desirable state is when we are all interconnected. This is what you feel. And each one, when he does something, he does it for the entire ten.
But I'm completely indifferent at that state.
It doesn't matter. This is what you have before you. That you must take everyone into consideration in such a way, the whole ten, that whatever you do, you are doing it for everyone.
What forces can I receive from the friends in order to come out of this state?
You will receive forces. If this is what you want to do for the ten, you will start receiving forces. It will already be a force of bestow.
I have a question according to this discernment. There's one's characteristic qualities the person that is strong or something like that. Does it come from the Creator or is it something that he had before? Before he came to this,
to the study. Yes, I understand. No, this is something he had before.
Peki bu arzıyı nasıl büyüteceğiz?
So how to grow, enlarge the desire?
By the person being in it, being drawn to it, by elevating it, working with it. By this, he feels more and understands more and controls the desire more.
Todar.
Beseder. Gilad.
In Rav, umdaber po al ze shetzich lagdil et ha. Rav is talking about limiting the quantity and quality of the discernment of suffering.
Yes.
What kind of preparation needs to be for such a thing? If he has enough strength to be able to do this, or is it something he has to be buried in?
It depends on the environment. It doesn't really depend on the person. As much as the person is connected to the environment, accordingly, he can demand advancement on his path.
But here it's very specific advancement where a person says, I want to limit both quantity and quality in order to hasten the path of suffering.
Yes.
Of the scrutiny of where correction is needed, actually.
Yes.
So how does the environment, well, how does he know that he can do this?
When he has forces, and he feels that he has forces, but he doesn't yet know where to actualize them. So then he asks.
He also talked about this being in permanence, so there needs to be some kind of permanent process, especially as far as quantity.
Yes,
like once a week, devote half an hour or whatever time he puts to it, like he writes there.
Yes.
So a certain preceding preparation needs to be made there, or is this just the society that enables this?
This has to be the general atmosphere of the society, but along with that, one must determine it for himself. Yes.
Shalom Rav Likulam.
Hello, Rav, and everyone. With every person, it is known that he receives records for his spiritual development in this life, in his future lives. Is it in the hands of the person, or, let's say, is it in our hands, those who study, those who are on the path to change the plan or change the records? Let's say, I want to reach the end of correction in this life, or is it all pre-planned and it's impossible?
Nothing is planned, it all depends on us. It's still complicated.
I'll try to make it simpler. We hardly cope with whatever quota we get even now. At least I hardly cope with it. So where one do I not fall into my ego that I can even ask to increase the quota, because with whatever it may come, maybe it's better if I just stay step by step the way that he's giving it to me.
The main thing is to measure this quota according to the... Because you need to be in the correct environment for this. If you feel that it enters and connects to this, to the environment, then go ahead.
Meaning, accept the suffering as it is in quantity and quality.
That's not suffering. If a person receives it as a condition for development, then it's no longer suffering. It's a place for work.
But nevertheless, it's my work. How do I turn it, instead of the work that I develop through, that this whole work, then this whole development will be with the purpose of bestowing to the society, bestowing on the path?
You want to perform an action out of this that will draw the whole society towards the Creator.
Thank you. He writes about the state of pride, that one comes to the friends with his head high, that he is wise and the friends are full. And poverty follows the poor. And he says that he can't get help from the friends in such a state, meaning his pride disconnects him from the society on the one hand. On the other hand, the society is the only factor that can help him. But he thinks that they are fools. But in fact, in that state, the person himself is the fool, because the only element that can help him is now disconnected from him. So what brings a person out of this state? It's like a loop that you can't get out of.
What the mind doesn't do, time will do. He sees, he checks, he's sorry. He tries to do it this way or that way. Until he understands that it all depends on his attitudes towards the society. to the extent in which he subjugates himself. Accordingly, he advances.
Question is about the society itself. Over years, I noticed that the forces, I get the forces and the good examples from the greater society, not the smaller society that I'm in. Here, I look at the friends who give an example of the importance of the goal and the greatness of the Creator and dissemination and taking roles, etc. And in the small society, I don't get such examples. Maybe from a few friends. So my question is, what is the society for me? Which one of them?
The society is the ten.
There are many tens here. They are built on the basis of giving correct examples according to what the teacher and the books tell us to do, and this is how it should be. But I'm talking about a state where if the society is not like that, it's not built in such a way. If a person is an environment where the level of the commitment of the friends is low, for all kinds of reasons, I'm not criticizing them, but this is how it is. And I, therefore, can take examples from them. So I take examples from here. Because of that, I come here, and I look at the friends who are here. They teach me, they give me examples, they give me forces. This is why I'm asking, where is my society? What is the society for me?
The society is considered that which towards which you measure yourself, examine yourself, and with it you advance.
The greater society, in my case,
not a big society, can be not so big.
Could be two or three friends inside my small society with respect to them?
No, it's not enough.
But if I don't have more than them, what can I do?
What then? I don't know. We have to go and search and check, but not for now. Okay?
Учителя в статье пишут, что страдания все равно раскроются, а период времени у нас есть свобода выбора за короткое время или за... Мы можем выбирать?
Да.
А чего это зависит?
Yes.
Это я должен захотеть раскрыть большое количество страданий.
What does it depend on? It means that I have to try to receive a lot of suffering in a short time, or...
It all depends on the extent in which you are drawn forward with the friends.
Thank you. Continue the questions about the suffering. Sometimes there is suffering that carry me very much. I even regret the fact that my pleasures in life are from small corporeal things, and it really brings me great sorrow and very hard suffering because I'm stuck in my will to receive. I wanted to ask, what do you truly do with all of these sufferings? That I'm far away from the Creator, really on a level where it's very hard to live this way.
First need to do the right examination, calculation, why these sufferings are distancing you from the Creator.
Because I feel that I'm the opposite of Him, truly. I'm just a lump of a will to receive.
So wonderful. Then now you have something to work against. As he writes for us here, that then we need to invest all our forces so that those sufferings that are showing us how and where and in what way we're, I'm distanced from the Creator, that they will show me the way. And this is how I will advance.
And I'm allowed to enjoy something?
To enjoy, of course, yes. to enjoy from today, you making some part of some piece of your advancement.
It's difficult to enjoy.
No, then we need to be in the right group, in the right society, which you build. And I don't think that it's a problem.
Thank you. Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask about hastening. There is what we call the rewarded hastening, otherwise in its time. What he describes here is that the reward, or is that a person receives a deficiency towards bestowal. It starts by him depicting himself that I'm far away from the Creator, then I feel sorrow, then I pray, and then I can get a deficiency. So, what happens later when a person receives a deficiency for bestowal? What does he do with it?
He raises it upwards.
Through the society, through deeds, or?
Yes, with the society together, and hopes to receive a response from this.
A person who is in hastening, how does he feel his work differently, if at all? Does he feel a difference?
Yes.
What does he feel, that he's connected with the Creator? Or?
Yes, he raises his deficiency to the Creator and wants to advance from his deficiency, which is not from the blows and such horrible states that the Creator arranges for us, but rather from him choosing to see himself in such a way, in such a state, in order to come closer.
And what does it mean that? Because the deficiency has to grow constantly. Okay, you said I need to expect some kind of.
Don't worry about the deficiency going there.
So what should I expect?
That you, by the deficiency, let it be what may. You want to rise above towards the Creator.
Thank you.
Рав, как человек проверяет, от чего у него боль? От отдаления от Творца?
How can a person check what he gets pain from? If it's distance from the Creator or from sorrow of the state itself, because you're really mixed up during a descent.
Он должен вообще поместить себя в группу.
He, in principle, he needs to place himself in the group and there discover how the group responds, reacts to what the Creator is doing, and then they will have a clear orientation of what's happening with them.
Let's say in the 10, somebody has a feeling of sorrow, that the deficiency wasn't filled. Can we build a true spiritual deficiency upon that, or it's a personal work before the Creator?
No, it's a group effort.
So what should the prayer be for?
Prayer should always be on coming closer to the Creator.
And the friend's sorrow should disappear or not?
Then all the torments and sufferings will disappear. Again, I didn't understand.
If a person works to shorten his time of suffering, so he actually also works in order to stop the thing that's suffering, that makes him suffer, so it's for his own benefit. How can he come out of his own intention for himself?
He can't. He first needs to accept to understand that all the sufferings that he is feeling is not in order for him to come out of them, but rather for him to get closer to the group with their help. Then he will see that these sufferings are correct. And there's nothing in them that's designed to harm him. And instead of suffering, he will feel love, and love of the Creator to him.
Tov, ma yesh lanu od? Haifa Free.
Rav, modim besimcha. Mufia b'mamach shebhira al hazman.
In the article, he mentions that choice is about time. We also heard that choice is about the environment. So how do you combine those two types of choosing?
I can't say. Choosing the time.
It's
a choice that
אבל קודם כל צריך להיות בתוך בחירה של
takes place, but first has to be a result of choosing the environment.
We choose the environment, then we start working with the time.
Yes, Belarus.
Включай. Раб, в статье, когда говорится о гордыне, говорится, что нищета идет за нищим.
When he mentioned pride in the article,
что
how to understand this?
О каких-то низких состояниях, а только о высоких.
You have to think of all kinds of lowly states, only exalted states, and pull everyone to them.
She could repeat.
Que usted le respondió a un amigo ahí en la sala que la sociedad también puede caer en ese estado de inanimado. Entonces,
you answered a friend that society could fall into the state of the still. So the question, in that state, who will help society?
The Creator.
¿Y cómo lo hace si están todos en el mismo estado? Porque cuando un amigo cae en ese estado inanimado, está la sociedad que lo puede ayudar a levantarse, pero si está toda la
sociedad... But if we're all in that state of still, if one falls, you can help him, but if everybody fell, it's not clear how the Creator can.
The Creator helps. The Creator will help.
Toronto 1.
Да, вот эта статья пробуждает такие страхи перед такими состояниями.
This article awakens fear towards the upcoming states.
Будь предателем товарищей и не осознавать это.
To fall asleep or betray the friends and not even be aware of it.
С одной стороны, я услышал от вас, что мы развиваем.
It's important to see the development of this fear on one hand. I understand that we value our desired state, so there's a fear of the current state. On the other hand, you said we should check what's disturbing us and also develop that type of fear of remaining in a bad state. So which is the right direction to work in? In developing the value for the desired state, or on certain states we still have to be aware that I might lose everything.
Try to scrutinize not from within the ego what you might lose,
but
rather out of how close can you actually be to the goal of creation.
Все эти на самом деле состояния, они ведут нас.
in effect, all those states lead us to the goal.
На самом деле против нее.
There is nothing that an action would. Phone close to your mouth and speak loud and clear. The writings of Baal HaSulam, the article is the love of God and the love of man. Love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says, this is a great rule in the Torah.
Klal Ufrat.
Okay, no more questions. Let's go.
כותרת, ועבדה לרעך כמוך.
Subtitle, love your friend as yourself. We should also examine and understand the meaning of the verse itself when he says, love your friend as yourself. The literal meaning of it is love, to love your friend to the same extent that you love yourself. However, we see that the public cannot be like that at all. If it had said, love your friend as much as your friend loves you, there would still not be many who could fully observe it. Yet, it would be acceptable. But to love my friend as much as I love myself seems impossible. Even if there were but one person in the world besides me, it would still be impossible, much less when the world is full of people. Moreover, if one loved everyone as much as one loves himself, he would have no time for himself, for it is certain that one satisfies one's own needs without neglect and with great passion, for one loves oneself. It is not so concerning the needs of the collective. He has no strong reason to simulate his desire to work for them. Even if he had a desire, could he still keep this statement literally? Would his strength endure? If not, how can the Torah obligate us to do something that is not in any way achievable? We should not imagine this verse said as an exaggeration, for we are warned and insist on you will neither add nor take away from it. All the interpreters agreed to interpret the text literally. Moreover, they said that one must satisfy the needs of one's friend even in a place where one is himself deficient. Even then he must satisfy the needs of his friend and leave himself deficient. The Tosfot interpreted, one who buys a Hebrew slave, it is as though he buys a master for himself. The Tosfot interpret there, in the name of the Jerusalem Talmud, that sometimes he has but one pillow. If he lies on it himself, he does not observe, for he is happy with you. If he does not lie on it and does not give it to his slave, this it is Sodomite rule. It turns out that against his will, he must give it to his servant. Thus, he has bought himself a master.
Shalom Rav, shalom chaverim. מה זה לאהוב חבר כמו שאני אוהב את עצמי?
What does it mean to love a friend like I love myself? How should it be expressed?
שמגיע לך איזה רצון.
That if you get a certain desire, then you first ensure that you use this desire to relate to the friend.
What do you mean? Simply, you ascribe to your friend greater importance than you ascribe to yourself. That's expressed with his spiritual desire, with his deficiency, or also corporeality. Typically, we speak of spirituality.
תודה רב יחר. כי אני בודוסטוני כנדין גיבישף בי גירדאפ כי בגיליו בונה.
Love your friend as yourself.
שואל שאלה.
Storm.
כנדי כותה אלימי ינמם לזו.
To love the friend, I need to overcome the evil in me. And to overcome it, I need a friend. If I don't feel the friend next to me, how can I overcome such things? You're right. You have to feel him close.
Can?
Yep.
No.
So, how to bring the friends closer so I would feel them next to me all the time? I can't say. You have to constantly think. From the thought, we will feel that we're coming closer. And from coming closer, we'll know how we can correct ourselves in order to cause those things that we want for ourselves, also for others. Then the others, through these exercises, they will become more important to us than ourselves, and that's how we'll keep going.
Спасибо, Рав. Сказано, обязан выполнять нужды ближнего, оставляя себя в недостатке.
It says we should fulfill the needs of his friend, even if he is deficient. What are we sacrificing in the tent for the benefit of the friends?
Жертвовать собой ради.
In the tent, we need to sacrifice ourselves in order to come closer to adhesion.
То есть, в принципе, мы ничем не жертвуем. То, что казалось нам раньше.
So actually we're not sacrificing anything. What seemed to us that we're acquiring something.
Мы начинаем понимать, что это на самом деле.
Now we're starting to understand that it's actually like being in prison.
Ради сближения. Мы только обретаем.
That's why when you sacrifice for the sake of connection, by this we're just acquiring something.
Спасибо.
Кто там? Ну, давай, давай.
Доброе утро, Рав группа. Вопрос такой у подруги. Как с помощью страха... к ближнему и Творцу.
How using torments of love toward the friend and the creator, we can shorten the time of our advancement. Through suffering, we don't shorten anything. The suffering is not a means for hastening our correction.
Счастье, веселье, хибур — это средство.
The happiness, connection, those are the means.
Исправление.
To speed up our correction.
Дорогой Раф, вопрос подруги. Не ясно никак
задать
ближнего как самого себя. Себя я люблю
The task of love your friend as yourself is not clear. I love myself egoistically, and I need to love the other altruistically. How is it even possible? And what exactly should we do?
Любить другого.
That's impossible to love the others. But if we really ask from the Creator, and all of us together, then He can perform this miracle for us. That's it. Closer to a person. Let's say I love my child, my kid. Because it's not in me, it's not me, but it's an example. So why doesn't he give that example as well? Love someone else like your child. Because a child, it could be all types of relationships. I can't say why not, but you see, that's what our sages determined. Just like a person loves himself, he can't love anyone else. That's why we compare love of the others towards the love of yourself.
It
says, but to love his friend the way he loves himself, it's not a possibility. How is the Creator expecting the impossible of us?
It's
very simple. For the whole world, all of humanity is built from the egoistic will to receive. So we have to invert it only with the help of the Creator, that He will perform the work. He created us in order to receive. So let Him correct the desire in each and every one of us.
So
it means He created us in such a way for us to ask. Yes, that by that we'll be able to come closer to Him.
Again.
Is there a level of suffering that we should experience to get to the depth of our soul and cry out for the miracle of love thy neighbor as thyself to be realized? I'll tell you why I ask. I suffered as a child, being abandoned by my dad and left in this world, not knowing what love is. And I suffered with all kind of relationship. In the 10, I suffered, I couldn't love. And I remember crying in my shower and praying to love my 10 because I couldn't love any of them. And I reached this point where I begin to wonder, all the people in the world, I can't love them unless I cry and ask for love for them. Should we get to this point where we are suffering and we feel the suffering, so that we understand how important this miracle is for our salvation?
I agree with you. But I can't give an answer. I can't give an answer.
Avi,
you have to help me understand everything she said.
Sheila is asking, do we need to reach a certain a deep level of suffering in order to understand from it the miracle of love your friend as yourself, that only in crying to the Creator will come out of it? And she related that during her lifetime she suffered from childhood until today, and only as a result of the many suffering she experienced, she could understand the importance of love your friend as yourself.
That's correct. That's one way, but you can also do it through the light that reforms.
Okay.
The question is, the more I try to love the friends, to come closer to them, to feel them, I discover the torments, the suffering they go through, the pain they feel in corporeality. The question is how to use it, how to use it to come closer to the Creator.
What's the question?
Do you want to repeat? The more I try to love the friends, to come closer to them, I discover that they are going through suffering and corporeality, pain. The question is how to use it, how to use it to come closer to the Creator.
What should the answer be?
No.
Well, nobody can answer this?
Ken.
It should be used to pray for them. Prayer is a bestowal. It is a bestowal of love. It's the best way to get the Creator's attention.
That's it.
So by praying for the friend's suffering in corporeality, that brings me closer to the Creator? That brings the friend closer to the Creator?
Yes, of course. Him and you.
So I have to use the suffering the friend is feeling, even in corporeality.
Yes. Otherwise, how can you connect to him?
Meaning there's value to feeling the sufferings and the pain that the friend feels in corporeality.
Yes.
מה יש לנו עוד היום?